This may be the year of unicorn initial public offerings. We are expecting Lyft to start their roadshow and get their initial public offering off and get this on track. A question here is, how active will this year be and how much will these companies be valued at? Joining us now to answer some of those questions, Atish Davda, Chief Executive Officer of Equity Zen, based in New York. Equity Zen is a fascinating company that basically enables, if I'm getting this right, enables individuals to transact in private shares ahead of these IPOs. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Look, we're not inventing anything that didn't exist 100 years ago. Effectively, what we're doing is taking something that was only available for people that could write a $10 million check. It's a private company. I know the company. I want to, you know, everyone I know uses this company. I'd like to invest before the IPO. If you don't have 10 million bucks, it's really hard for you to get a seat at the table. Through Equity Zen's platform, qualified investors can purchase the shares before the company goes public.
So is this basically a price discovery mechanism whereby companies can figure out, now might be the time to go public?
That's definitely a very, you know, big value offering that companies get. The other thing that a lot of companies benefit from by using a platform like Equity Zen is, hey, look, you know, we thought Q4 2018 was going to be a great time to go public, but guess what? The markets turned volatile. So we're going to wait another 6-12 months to go public. But I told all my employees that we're going to go public in 2018. So let me allow the secondary platform to give them a little bit of liquidity and basically fine tune exactly when I'm going to go public, keep the employees happy, get outside shareholders excited. And me as a company, I didn't have to take any dilution in order to conduct the secondary transaction.
So 2019 is going to be presumably a huge year for tech IPOs and for your company as well. We've got Lyft, we've got Uber, we've got Airbnb presumably. Let's focus on Lyft. You know, we saw the prospectus come out last week. I think they had trailing revs of about $2.2 billion, yet they want to raise $20 to $25 billion. Is that kind of valuation 10 times revenue or 12 times revenue, is that reasonable in this market?
Well, you know, if you take a look at Lyft's only competitor, which is a private company, Uber, it's not even a fair comparison. Uber is this Goliath, you know, $11 billion in revenue. It's in over half the countries out there. It's got Uber Eats. It's got five other business lines. Lyft is a pure play ride hail company focused on U.S. and Canada. There's got a lot of growth that Lyft is able to demonstrate, 100% year over year. It's got shrinking net loss margins, which is always nice to see for a tech company to go public. I think it's got a pretty exciting valuation for a company that many of us, especially here in the U.S. and Canada, have on our phones, if not have at least seen friends use it.
Atish, there has been an argument made that fewer companies in the U.S. are filing for initial public offerings. They're waiting longer to do so. That sort of the idea of U.S. public equities as being a way to access the dynamism of the U.S. economy is sort of fading as a promise. And I'm just wondering if these unicorns can access private capital and can even offer their employees liquidity on a secondary market for their shares before an IPO, why go public?
Why go public? That's a great question. Look, I think there's still the vast majority of the world that cannot access these private markets. You know, you have to be an accredited investor. The SEC has some guidelines. These are risky investments at the end of the day. So still the vast majority of the world can't access it, and Lyft and many other consumer companies. Spotify is a great example last year where, you know, it's got tens of millions of people using it. But if the vast majority of its client base can't even buy its own stock, well, then there's a little bit of a disconnect, right? And a lot of these companies, Lyft included, are mission-driven companies. A decent amount of its S1 is talking about how the founder's letter and the founder's mission, they really want to be able to maintain that brand image. Not only is it a rite of passage to go public these days, but guess what? You, as a public company, can qualify for a lot of these institutional long-term investors, these pension funds, mutual funds, anchor investors that look at 10-year horizons, not, you know, Monday through Thursday.
Well, the big issue I think that both ride-hailing companies might have, and I'd love to get your opinion, is they're not even remotely close to profitable. Lyft, I mean, Lyft lost almost, I guess, $900 million on $2.2 million of revenues. Uber's not profitable. And I think one of the big issues that investors have not had to deal with before, whether it's Facebook or, you know, Google, is the subsidies that they're paying to these drivers for market share. Do you have a sense of when these companies think they will be profit?
Well, they are driving closer and closer towards profitability. I think in this day and age, a lot of folks are almost accepting of high growth companies who are willing to lose capital in order to grow market share. What they're going to have to continue showing these companies is a path to sustainable profitability. Like Lyft had a 200% net income margin 2 years ago. Its net income margin was negative 65% last year. It's down to 43% this year. Uber has gone down to 30%. So I think they are moving towards profitability. But look, there's only one, you know, I think Lyft's prospectus said only 1% of all miles driven in the U.S. Are actually using one of these ride-hail services. So there's clearly a long way to go, and I think they're in no hurry to try and capture the share.
20 seconds. What's your estimate for IPOs this year?
We think there's going to be five blockbuster IPOs, and they're all available on, Equities End's 2019 IPO Outlook. But we're not going to see the record number of IPOs. They're going to be the names that everyone's been waiting for the last 10 years.
And they're going to be huge.
They're going to be. It's going to be a great year, I think, for IPO bankers on Wall Street. Atish Davda, Chief Executive Officer of Equity Zen, joining us in our Bloomberg 1130 studios. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, you know, I think it's this Lyft deal is going to be very important for the tech markets to start off the year right and to get a good trade going. So we'll have to see how it goes. And then, of course, Uber will follow it up, and then Airbnb and some others.